Arthur Wolk, founding partner of the Wolk Law Firm, current jet pilot and aviation industry expert and lawyer, of course, is always available to us on these sad occasions, and we're grateful for your time. Arthur, what do you think has happened here, and good morning?
Good morning. If there was not foul play, and that'll be determined pretty quickly from listening to the cockpit voice recorder, if there was no foul play, then this looks like another example of the angle of attack sensors in the front of the airplane being iced over and causing the autopilot to cause this airplane to go pretty much straight down. And I say this because there was a bulletin issue just last December which confirms a problem found in Airbuses with those angle of attack indicators that generates just this kind of problem.
Is this the same sort of problem, Arthur, that caused the Air France plane to crash en route from Brazil to France?
Absolutely, and the Air Asia airplane that just crashed. So this is a serious problem, and one of the problems that appears to be that the crew can't get up to pull the circuit breaker on the autopilot and the other electronics without leaving their seat. And so there's nothing right in front of them, a switch that's handy for them to address this problem, make it go away.
You would think that, I mean, it's been identified. I'm trying to think of the word of this little bit of equipment starts. It's a short word starting with P.
Pitot tube.
Yeah, the pitot tube. Would that not have been identified and dealt with?
Well, it was supposed to have been dealt with, but they really haven't identified the correct problem because the pitot tube is an airspeed sensor. It basically gathers information outside that is then interpreted by the aircraft computers to operate various components to provide the pilot with airspeed information. The angle of attack indicators, on the other hand, provides the autopilot and the other aircraft systems with a position indication of where the nose of the airplane is, up or down, left or right, in this particular case, up or down. And so the problem with that is if that is frozen over or jammed, or if the pitot tubes are frozen over or jammed with that, the airplane's computers have no data, no real information from which they can reliably fly the airplane.
One of the problems with the Air France flight, identified in an article I read, if you accept it as true, in Vanity Fair, and Bernzo's read it as well, is that you have pilots who have forgotten how to fly.
Well, it's easy to blame a dead man, so the industry typically will blame the pilots of all aircraft when they crash. However, this is a problem that even the best pilot who knows how to fly airplanes, can't handle. And that's been demonstrated at least three times now, and probably even before. In fact, there was a Lufthansa airplane where the crew was successfully able to regain control after losing some 20,000 feet, and because they lived, this bulletin was issued. So it's easy to say that a pilot doesn't know how to fly anymore because he flies a computer. My airplane is computerized as well, but I learned how to fly a long time ago when there was no such thing as a computer. But the bottom line of the story is if that computer takes control and won't let you regain control, you could be the best pilot in the world. You're just a passenger.
The loss of altitude described, is that an alarming loss of altitude that would have been that the passengers would have been aware of?
Well, I think everybody would have been aware of the altitude loss. 4,000 feet a minute is more than is regularly lost in a normal descent, but it's not so fast that a passenger might be alarmed by it. What they'd be alarmed by is seeing the ground coming up, especially in the Alps. So I have no doubt that there was a lot of fear of impending death before this airplane crashed.
Are these problems that you're describing with the pitot tube restricted to only Airbus aircraft?
So far, it has only been identified as being a safety of flight problem with Airbuses. And again, we want to be careful that we don't know that there's no foul play involved here, but assuming there is no foul play, these pitot tubes and altitude and attitude sensors are a likely component of this. Now, I do want to tell you that the Airbus is unlike any other airplane, and that is that everything that the pilot does goes through a computer, and everything that the pilot information that he gets comes through a computer. Unlike the Boeing airplanes, where the computer is there to assist the flight crew, but it's not an intermediary between the flight crew and control of the airplane.
Amazing stuff. Arthur, we're so grateful for your time. We might love to chat with you in a couple of hours' time as more information is received. We're so grateful for your time as always, Arthur.
Surely.
Arthur Wolk.